You're listening to the show about fog clouds and tiny huts. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen, and I am not a princess.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Sorry, I'm eating nerds because they're really delicious.
That's the way to do it.
That sounds awesome.
Bottle caps, too.
Oh my gosh.
Did you save all your candy from the 80s? It's so great.
No, I went to Wegmans for groceries today and I bought a ton more candy.
She didn't have to save it. She's kept the industry alive.
Yes.
Single-handedly.
That's great. I had something I was going to tell you guys about and I can't remember what it was.
Was it about caramel?
No.
The town?
Yes. You mean Caramel, New York, the town?
Yeah, Caramel, New York.
Hello.
Is there a cat?
Hello. It's Chad. He's crawling around. Doesn't want to be on screen.
Yes. Hello. He's really good at doing the, what is it called? The worm?
Oh my God, the worm. Yeah. I remember when Rafina did the worm out from under a table. When she was drunk, she does the worm out from underneath the table. I love the idea of this older halfling. Like she was depicted as gray hair. You say she's older, and she's doing the worm. Like she does it perfectly. Mm-hmm. She does it perfectly.
I think I rolled well for that worm. Yes, or something.
So great. I love.
She's
that.
One with the worms. So
that's
I know.
The worm. It's all worms in this episode. Mm-hmm. I tell you,
made that connection.
Oh, look at her.
I know, we just figured out the puzzle. Wow.
We learned out.
We did it.
We learned out. We learned it out, guys.
We learned it out.
Learning it out.
We're so learned.
I know.
So learned.
Oh,
all right.
All right.
Do you want me to do this?
Maybe.
Yay!
I'll stop doing.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
I'm only going to do it if Alex looks at the computer.
He did it. On command.
Remember, he has like 5 screens now.
Yeah,
so
I know.
He's staring
I see one
at
behind him.
Different... Yeah, I know.
What the heck?
I know. And there's maybe we'll see ourselves on that screen behind him sometime.
Oh my God. Whoa. That would be freaky.
I have exactly five.
Oh, your microphone is far
screens.
Away.
Six.
You're weird.
You're weird. Well, you look like you're building like the Starship Enterprise or something. Like you're gonna swivel around. At one point, we're gonna see him on his bouncy ball, and he's gonna be falling all over the place like they're getting attacked. It's perfect.
It's the ultimate drone.
Yeah.
I recently saw a clip of someone who took like one of the Star Trek. Things where they're getting attacked and they stabilized it.
Yes, and
for
you just
the
see
set
them,
or whatever.
Like...
It's pretty great.
it's so awkward. Like I'm like, can't you terrible. Shake my chair for me so at least I have something to interact with? It's so because they do it all the time too. Because you can kind of see they're like, okay, let's. Yep, here we are.
We've done this 40 times in a row. This is our ship being shot day. Yeah.
I see. I couldn't do that now. I couldn't do that right now. It's too much pain.
Nobody shoot Denise's starship.
Part of the audition. You have to wipe yourself out really convincingly.
Sorry, Carl. Too much. Jonathan Frakes can't keep up with that.
Or Weathers. That was his name. Carl Weathers.
Carl
Wait,
Weathers.
Did I just,
yeah. Oh
did
my
I just
God.
Do
did
a
he
dexterity
die?
Save?
Oh,
Carl
probably.
Waters.
Oh, I have to.
Who's Carl Waters?
That's Roger Waters' less famous brother. He tried to found Red Floyd and failed.
Red Floyd.
Now I understand that you're joking.
I don't understand anything.
Roger Waters is from Pink Floyd. Sweet. She said Carl
Cerulean.
Waters.
Cerulean Floyd.
Yeah.
Cornflower Floyd.
Cornflower.
Okay.
Burnt Sienna Floyd.
You guys, Cornflower I wrote this thing. Better.
Are
I
you
going
to send that to them?
You don't. Yes. Oh, yes. And I was actually... So one thing that I always say to Eric is that he should send everybody... You guys, I'm so nervous. What's wrong with me? Okay. I'm always nervous. It's so dumb, you guys. I took way too long on this today.
No.
Ready? Are you gonna start it?
Yeah.
Can you start it? Will it record? Will they be able to hear it?
Yeah, it's on my soundboard.
Okay. I sent you the emails. Here we go.
How many of your screens have it up, Alex?
I have it up here.
Ooh, look how glowy your phone is.
It's magic. Okay.
Alex, do you have it up? Are you there?
Yeah, it's on my screen.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear
it's
you.
It's fine.
It's fine.
I'm sorry.
Nobody
looks.
Talking to gritted teeth.
Nobody looks. Anyway, nobody listen and nobody look.
Are you ready?
Nobody pay attention. Just leave. All right, go.
It's a mini file.
All right. All right. Diction.
Peter Piper Pet. I get it.
Morrow's inlet magic spells, underground mysterious grails, backsiders, frontsiders, lots of cool stores. Famous tricky master thieves named Ricardo Ulysses, water ciders, cliffs, ciders, pineapple wars.
Don't read ahead.
Not reading ahead.
Stealing children, throwing cats, inter-party pissy spats, princesses biting shelves, gelatinous cubes, eating elves, creepy crawling hands are weird, Rafina's got a flower beard, caramel windows, cockroaches, patchwork with clothing, rainbow frills!
Gwen started the fire, with her flame strike magic, Merrick's dead, so tragic. Gwen started the fire, she totally lit it, Crumplemeyer bit it.
Drama, talking zone of truth, Rafina wasn't Dr. Ruth. Sticky bricks, sticky crowns, Will stole some clothes. Candy paired with shattered glass, Tess can shake her dwarven ass. Piner things, book bin, marshmallows up the nose. Customs office, giant worms, asking questions with set terms. Marco's gone, Dusca dude, Will has never eaten food. Magic paper mouth, harps, rainbow trouts and Carson carps. Paper mill tycoon, Bathwack called my bro a goon.
Bathwack started the fire, stirred up the fire. He should have used water, now the flames are hotter. Bathwack stirred up the fire, with his eldritch blast. We gotta get out of here fast.
Unicorns, candy cowl, this whole city smells foul. Water pipes paying rent, Marco's got a weird accent. Moon dreamer, room creamer, Gwen is a super cleaner. Celestial confections, question game rejections. Uh-oh, bear toggle gully's end. Hilula is not our friend. Who is this Selenia? Is Tivoli missing a? Pippa is a skele-cat. Chiltura was really fat. Rafina hid inside a cake. We all also had a prison break.
Who will put out this fire? Gwen initiated. Bathwack escalated. Who will put out this fire? What's the magic spell? We're in a flaming hell.
Surveillance, confiscations, and communications. Glowing like in whiskey from Bufflin. Rolodex a Rooney, find my brother's goonie. Water pipes, sulfur stink, Bathwack gave Will a wink. Puzzle contest, unicorns, Bathwack's tribe is full of scorn. Rafina talks to giant worms, Will invented contract porn.
Will didn't start the fire. Neither did Rafina with her concertina. They didn't start the fire. It was Gwen and Bathwack. They are both such butt cracks.
Crumplemeyer built a wall. Blinsky made a clockwork doll. We tore the office all apart. Ricardo's middle name is Fart. Burp, yeah. Monkey, Grape, I, Selenia might be a spy. Magic, Brazier, Captain Clock. Crick, crick, threaded stock. Chocolate turtle, centipede. Awkward DM guaranteed. Heavy money, glass ball. Cliffsiders wear coveralls. Dark powers, fauna gods. Luminescent arthropods. Captain Clockface is on fire. Shit, this situation's dire.
Captain Clockface on fire. What a crazy cliffhanger. Eric's such a wanger. Clockface is on fire. I've been worried all week about his wooden physique.
Oh my god! That was
amazing!
So
that was amazing!
That's like so epic.
It's totally epic. It's like literally an epic. Yeah. That's so amazing.
Oh my God. I was trying to condense it mostly just to Morrow's Inlet. Most of that stuff was like stuff that happened in Morrow's Inlet.
Also, I saw you put water pipes twice.
Water pipes? Fuck!
I just saw it.
No! It was so
I love the notes, like where you're telling yourself to go up this
time.
Yeah,
yes. Because you can tell I don't know music enough. I'm like, okay, because that song, I started this afternoon going, man, that would be the perfect song. It's such a great song. And I know that song. But then when I started writing all the things down that happened and then looking at how the song goes, there's so many changing parts that I forgot about. And I was like, oh God, this is the part where he goes up for some reason. And yeah, I don't know how to like say that in music terms. So I was like, make sure you go up. That's it. That's all.
That was seriously probably like one of the most epic recaps ever.
And KT
like,
insisted seriously on replacing all of the verses. I stopped a third of the way through most of the songs
I
do.
Because I was like, there's only a couple verses. And then I kept looking and I'm like, there's more verses. There's another verse, Erica kept saying. And then that's I had amazing to rehearse it because it was really hard. And it still didn't matter because I still messed it up. But that's okay.
Oh, that was so awesome. That was the best.
They're all asking for their money back.
Oh, man. And there's only one thing in there that I don't think, like, everyone knows about. So I was like, nobody's going to notice. But now I pointed it out. Good job, me.
What do you mean, that we don't know about?
Mm. Oh, now I have to look through it.
Singing along.
Is it the contract porn?
No, you won't know
I mean,
about that.
I thought, yeah.
And I have to say, Eric came up with a couple of the rhymes. Like, you said, Rafina talks to giant worms.
Wait, and what's the glass ball? Should we know about that?
Nope.
Aha.
Wait, where's the glass ball now?
It's after the heavy money. And and you're quickly distracted by Cliff Siders wearing coveralls.
Yeah.
You didn't linger on that line for
I love the luminescent Arthur Pudge.
That word came from you because you thought a worm was an arthropod. And I said, it's not.
It's an annelid.
But then we were like, lobsters are arthropods, though.
I was confused because centipedes are also arthropods.
Yes, that's true, too.
It's a phylum, so many things are arthropods.
Yeah.
Centipedes are. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that went really well.
That was magical.
That's so cool.
But I'll turn it over to you now.
See, now
that I burped
relax
into the microphone. Here you go.
Just lay back.
Yeah, I'm totally relaxed. Stop. Kill me. Oh my God. Oh, okay. Now I don't have to do that anymore. Close. Goodbye.
Delete.
Notes. No, not delete. I won't delete. I worked way too hard on that.
Took
way too long.
All right.
Stupid. Okay.
So everyone, to set the scene.
Oh.
Merrick Crumplemeyer's corpse lies on the factory floor, enjoying an extremely speedy cremation, thanks to Bathwack's rational firefighting efforts.
Oh my gosh.
He, Gwen, rational, and Rafina were able to escape the initial blast while Will interrogated Selenia in the office above. Mm. While the flames are quickly engulfing the entire building, the more pressing concern is the well-being of Captain Clockface, who has just fallen in a ball of fire into Bathwack's arms. So that's where you all are right now. The flames are raging around you.
Oh.
Stop, drop, and roll! Stop, drop, and roll!
Is everything on fire around me, too?
It's like coming towards you. You all basically jumped backwards away from the blast. If you recall, I had fun with my orange rectangles on roll 20. So you're kind of all on the edge of that. Which those rectangles are quickly going to get larger and more numerous. But for the moment, you are outside of the active inferno, except for the one in your arms.
Yeah, I'm going to try to roll him. I see if I can put it out.
Okay.
I don't know.
So what does I don't have anything?
Let's see. Give me a rolling check.
I'm not rolling him in the goop that's on the floor, whatever that is.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Maybe
that's a good idea.
Instead.
I don't know.
Yeah, everybody make it clear to
me. I'm not rolling an intelligence check.
Whenever you walk into the goop, tell me.
You really want someone to slip.
So yeah, give me a roll check. What would that be?
Give me a roll check.
Roll.
You know what? Let's call it a medicine check.
Roll.
Will would scoff at that.
No, I just wanted to be called a roll.
No, Will would scoff at that. Medicine trying to put check? Out your suitcase on fire is not a medicine check.
Medicine,
jeez. Oh, well.
All right. 19. All right. You basically suppress the flames with your own body. You drop down right on top of him and roll over him, and the flames are quickly extinguished. So Clockface is not actively on fire, but you do note he, one, does not seem to be responsive.
Oh, no.
Also, these flames have scorched him. His body is covered with these whorls of green and black scorch marks, sort of swirling all over his physique. Yes. Mm. Also, if you recall, he had a pumpkin painted face that is completely gone.
Aww.
His face is gone. It's basically just a mass of whorls of green and black, just like the rest of his body.
Wow, whorls of green. And black.
Captain Blank face.
Because he had a clock before, a pumpkin clock.
A pumpkin clock.
Gwen's just crying. She's like, I didn't mean to do this. I didn't mean to kill him. And I didn't mean to start this fire. And I didn't mean to do anything. And I was just mad. And Merrick Crumblemayer made me really mad. And I didn't really mean to cut it, to bite his throat out. And I didn't mean to do any of this. And we need to get out of here.
Is he a creature?
Are you going to try healing him? I don't know.
I could revivify him if he's a creature. My instruction manual for revivify says he has to be a creature.
I'm going to say that's up to you, Rafina, if you think Captain Clockface is a creature or not.
I always think he's a creature. Yes, I think he's a creature.
Okay. Well, then go for it. Give it a shot. Right. You got to touch him.
I wish I had a turn green and black swirlies back into a face spell, but I don't have that.
That's a level 12 thing. Once you hit level 12 cleric,
turn swirlies.
That's a very that's a very popular choice. A lot of the min maxers go for that one every time. Okay, well, revivify is an expensive spell. Specifically, you have to consume diamonds worth 300 gold pieces to cast revivify. That's up to you how the spell is cast. I would not be surprised. Maybe you snort them. I'm sure it's one or the other.
They're powdered diamonds.
She snorts them. I love the yes she's, and so hard.
She's
right
doing
there.
Piggies off the back of her hand. Like,
you think I'm just upset about the fire? I'm just snip, snorting. Snip. I know. Okay, well,
does she have to do something or what's going on, babe?
So I have not gotten confirmation that this is happening. I'm suspecting it is, but
I put it in the chat.
Oh, ooh, in
that's
the chat.
Official.
Okay. So it is the distance is touch, so you have to touch his scorched body. You run up to him and you inhale those powdered diamonds. As you do, you touch him, and he was motionless, just sort of laying there half under Bathwack. And with your hand on his body, you can feel some sort of mechanism stir to life within. Like some gears or whirring cogs or servos, who knows what's in there. He still isn't really moving, but you feel something whir to life within. But, you know, obviously he doesn't sputter and cough or anything like that. And he's not like squirming or moving around, but something within is still functional.
Yay.
Can Gwen use some healing light to see if giving some HP back helps a little bit?
Of course you can. You can.
Because she would definitely want to try to do that.
You can do whatever. You can try whatever you want.
Through her tears, she's going to try to do her healing light. Oh, where is it?
God damn it! She starts raging again. Can't find it!
So she's going to use 3d6s to try to give him back some healing.
Okay. Bam. 1 plus 4 plus 5 is 10.
Yay.
What does Gwen's healing light look like, Denise?
Oh, it looks just like a warm light, and there's like this sweet smell of sugar to it.
Mm.
Okay. All right. So yeah, this warm light expands and spreads over Captain Clockface. You don't see any physical changes or anything like that. Everything seems pretty much as is, though my crazy rectangles are starting to get closer to all of you.
Uh-oh.
Okay, let's go, guys.
We'll grab anything incriminating from Crumplemeyer, and we need to get out of here if you want to stay alive.
Yeah, can I hear them?
Are you shouting that up there?
I am shouting that, yeah. Yes.
So you would hear that.
Like,
over the
did the
blaze.
Explosion of fire happen after I had already asked those questions, or like it happened after? So
I even said last time that you had a little chance if you had any more questions. Like, you only talked to her for like really
a
like
spell
a,
that only lasts a minute.
Yeah,
that's true. What was my spell? Detect thoughts. I think
'twas.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I asked those questions I asked last time, and then the fire explodes, and I like he whirls around to like look. I assume I look out this window. There's no fire right there, so I see that I can still get out. So right before I start making my way there, I turn back around, and I ask her, "Do you know who I am?"
You're Will, right? You said Will Pompeian, I think.
You know who I am? Oh, okay, cool.
Yes.
Nothing to do and detect thoughts. Like,
okay,
does that stir up anything in her?
She's not sure what you were asking. Like, if she should know something, if this is like some sort of test, or if there's some right answer. You're the person in this party who flies around and changes what they look like all the time.
So you don't know who I am. No.
What do you mean? Like, are you famous or
cool? All right, let's get out of here.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I start going to the door.
And Gwen's just grab anything incriminating.
Yeah, yeah. Did I pick it up before? Like, would I have had time? We were spreading it all out. So, like, yeah, I'm going to... if I didn't pick it up before, I definitely would have gathered anything that I would have taken out of my bag. I'm bringing all my stuff.
Okay.
Yes.
And then the whole drawer of fingernail clippers, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, I need all those. No, thanks.
So, yeah, Gwen, as you shout that, Will appears standing on top of the cabinets at the broken window right next to Hulula, who's looking down as well.
Okay, we need to get out of here. Look, there's a fire. Apparently, Eldritch Blast doesn't put out fires. Thank you, Bathwack. We need to get out of here. Yeah. This is terrible.
Bathwack? God damn it, Bathwack! Will didn't know, I don't think, before. Great! Good job! Get a career as a firefighter! Excellent! Just yelling. And then how high is this drop?
20 feet.
20 feet. I still have fly cast. I mean, I cast it before. It's not been an hour.
Does detect thoughts, is that a concentration spell?
Ooh, I hadn't thought of that. Let's see.
It is, actually.
Oh, shoot. So to cast that, I had it. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Then... I'm trapped. Help me. No, I'm just kidding.
Bathwack, pull out your arms.
Gwen's good. She's down there. She's like, come on, guys, jump down. We'll catch you.
That's Will laughing.
Hulula jumps down at Mo.
Boop.
And he has to roll something.
Boop.
Did he try to catch her?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Mo's the true hero of this whole story. He rolls a 19 plus. He's good at catching things. Yeah, he catches her. She's fine. You're good. Let's go. Come on. Will, you jump.
Oh, fuck you. I fly.
You cast fly.
Will, did you get any of the harps, the mouth harps? They've got to be incriminating.
I think you took a few. I took one.
I wanted the whole bag. That's okay.
I'm like floating up
back.
There. I'm floating
We're gonna
up
burn
there.
To death.
And Rafina said that, and I totally go back and get a couple. I'm gonna get on fire.
The end.
The end.
The rest of this story is Will or Rafina dealing with her guilt. of her mouth harp decision causing the death of Will Pompeian.
How Will dies fetching mouth harps for Ruffina. I love it.
That's legit.
He seems, I mean, he feels fine because he can fly. So he feels a little cocky. Like, she's asked that and he's like, yeah, fine. And he does it.
Anything else?
Yeah, he was
a hamburger. Did you say, do you want a hamburger?
Yeah, please, pickle them out. You know, some french fries.
Pickles and mustard, please.
Selene was next to you when you cast fly. Do you also cast it on her?
Are you kidding me? No.
You say that out loud?
Yeah. I cast it. I'm flying out. Ruffina yells to me. I fly back. I look at Selene like, oh, you're still here. And then I go get some mouth harps.
Okay, cool.
And Gwen's looking at Selene. Just jump down. Just jump. We'll catch you.
Okay. And she jumps. Pew!
Oops, we forgot to catch her. Just kidding.
Roll either an athletics or an acrobatics check, Gwen.
Ew.
Whichever you want.
Both are bad. All right.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. All right. So good news is you do break her fall. So rather than her taking 2d6 damage, you each take 1d6 damage.
Oh, no.
So,
sorry. I'm such a shit.
Selenia takes 1 damage, and Gwen, you take 1 damage.
There you go.
I was hoping for 6.
That's karma. That's karma. Like, nothing happened. And guess because Gwen is nice.
2 damage.
She was still too upset. Like, she's just still too upset.
Her eyes are all blurry.
Yeah, I couldn't see through the tears.
Yeah.
Oh.
The flame tears. Anyway.
She used those tears to put out the fire.
Oh, God. She's still covered with blood, too.
Oh, that doesn't
help. Slips right through your hands.
Yeah.
So yeah, Bathwack, you're still on, at least on the map, the closest to the flame, and Captain Clockface is whirring but motionless in your arms or beneath you or whatever, something like that.
Is everyone moving toward the door?
Seems like
what
it.
What's everyone doing? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah,
except Will, he's going back to get some evidence.
He's flying.
I'm getting mouth harps. I'm assuming, like, Will's like, these must be important, I guess. Like, Fina wants mouth harps.
I love how sometimes he just blindly believes that whatever. It's like, oh, well, Rafina knows.
Well, it seemed important. You shouted it over a roaring fire. I mean, that's like urgency, right? And Will's just
God,
like,
mouth harps.
I know, gotta get the mouth harps.
I wanted to start a mouth harp band. Get them.
I love that. See, like, if that's what happens as I bring them up, you say that, I just throw them into the fire. What the hell?
I know you too well. I don't say that.
And the fog cloud, at least last I checked, is still in place.
Right.
But Ruffina, you can like get rid of that with the snap of a finger. Right. It was
okay,
blown
guys.
South.
Are we ready
bit.
To turn? It's not helping the fire, right? So. Beep boop beep boop. It's gone.
Oh good, you guys, there's doors.
I'm gonna pick him up and run toward the southwest corner toward the door.
I'm gonna give you control of his icon. It won't matter in a second, but
clock face.
It won't matter in a second because he's gonna be dead.
Maybe. Bathwack will. Because Alex will.
What the fuck? That's some escalation right there.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
I'll stop looking at my other screen.
You liar! Not until I kill you, you won't. All right. So, Bathwack just takes off at a dead sprint towards the south part of the room. Oh, he's going! Everybody follow Bathwack!
I want to make sure the door opens. Sure. That's what he's thinking.
And Gwen,
Gwen's making sure everyone else gets going and over there.
I'm going.
Yeah, I'm going after I get the harps. I mean, I'll probably be behind, I guess, but then I can fly, so I'm like this. Bye, guys. Ha, 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 ha. I'm all the way across the room.
Yeah, you can fly faster than anybody in the group can run.
That's true. I'll pick up Ruffina. I get her the mouth harps. I pick up Ruffina, as long as she's okay with that. I've been picking her up, like, for the past hour. And then
her armpits are chafed.
Oh, no.
I'm assuming you're not picking her up by the ponytails.
I was just going to say, no, I pick her up by the pigtails.
Many convenient handles.
And my socks would be an excellent way to carry me.
I don't know where those have been.
Or where they are currently.
Or where they are, yeah.
The boobs.
Use the wedgie. Yeah, they just catapult you across the room.
It's like an
elastic rubber band.
They have constant buildup of potential energy. Anytime you touch them, bam!
That sounds like something Rafina should have. Then she can do brazier sock attacks.
They're also handy in Barovian funerals.
Man.
If you're out of a trampoline, use Rafina's socks.
All right. So what's going on? All right.
Flying and going.
So everybody's heading down towards the door. You're able to shepherd along the NPCs there, Gwen. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes. Aww. Rafina's still in the fire because she hasn't moved.
Yeah, like, so
no.
How...
Oh, okay, fine. Well, you're carrying me.
So yeah, how... I can't move you. I can't move you. That's the only problem.
How many of these blobs does everybody step in? That's what I need to know.
Well, Rafina does.
She tries to, but Will's carrying her, flying.
I know.
Kicking down with your feet.
I want to touch it.
Have you seen this before in the Rolodex Rooney, this green stuff?
Who are you asking?
Is this safe?
You're asking Clockface.
Gwen, I'm asking her if she's seen it in the Rolodex Rooney. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, we've seen stuff that glows like this under UV light, but I mean, I don't think I'd want to step in it.
Oh my God.
I would certainly steer clear.
So yeah, Bathwack, Will, you would be able to outspeed him with your flying.
Yeah.
If you want to get to the door first, but yeah. I don't know if you're just hovering above and waiting.
I'm trying to go. If I can get there, I'll go. Yeah, sure.
Okay. So yeah, you can get to the door and give it a shot. It's locked.
Oh no. Guys, we're going to die. I go over
now,
this door.
How did Bathwack know? He knew it was going to be locked. What the heck?
Yeah, Bathwack, you quickly catch up to Will at the door.
I'm going to try to force it. Let's just make sure it's really locked.
Okay. Give me a strength athletics check.
It's just open. I don't have the strength to turn the handle.
You have to turn it right instead of left.
Eric's making so many fire rectangles right now, you guys!
I know!
Oh no!
Stop it with the fire rectangles. Somebody put the green slime on it.
Oh shit!
Yeah, pick it up.
Yeah, is it interacting at all? Like when we look back in this fiery room, is it interacting
with
the slime?
It's hard to say.
Okay.
It's a lot of fire.
We're going to get out of this room 3 episodes from now, and Eric's going to be like, if only you touched the green stuff.
Yeah, really?
You would have gone straight to that castle.
Hands.
You would have gone straight to that castle.
Straight to the castle. We had our kids watch Labyrinth in the past week.
Yeah, they loved it.
Since we played, I think.
They better have.
I think it was
after we played last week.
Well, because we talked about it last time, and you were like, oh, our kids haven't seen that. So it must have been
week. Yeah. I was like, you guys got to see this. What's wrong with you?
It puts the clocks right back on the faces. Just have to roll them around in it.
Oh, the green stuff!
Just have to throw them in the vat.
I thought it was a weird,
be
like, Silence of the Lambs line that he was doing. I'm like, what is he... It puts the clocks on the faces or else it gets the hose again.
That's like a combination of Gollum and Silence of the Lambs, Eric. It puts the clocks on the faces.
I think you said clocks, it sounded like to me. Anyway.
All right, Eric, stop drawing. He keeps drawing, sir.
I'm not doing it. It's the fire.
While we're talking. That's not fair.
Okay.
Be on the fire.
You think that would help?
Oh, no. Mo.
I don't have to draw.
No. Try. See what happens.
You have flammable urine.
I don't know. Let's see. So Mo turns around.
Oh, God.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, we have a 25 athletics from Bathwack. All right. With the 25, you're able to force that door open. It definitely was locked.
Wow.
But doesn't seem to have been magically locked.
Is my door locked?
Try it.
I try it.
It's locked.
I bust my way through, JK, all right, guys. I'll break my body.
Check.
-7.
I just imagine, like, I tried the door, I move over to the door. Bathwack just fucking busts through that door, and I'm like, all right. I try to regain my dignity. That's fine.
I like the idea of, like, Will rocketing into the door like Superman.
And dying.
And then what happens? Roll a strength check.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's okay. He's holding Rafina.
Because he's flying, right?
Yeah.
Just like,
yeah.
Yeah. Rafina's invincible, I think, so we're safe.
He threw Rafina at the door.
You're Rafina. Rafina, hook your socks on the doorknob.
I have a carapace. Isn't that a thing you can have?
That's yeah,
you,
yes.
Your chitinous.
Yes.
Skin is chitinous.
Yes, that's what I meant. Okay, good. I used the right word.
Yeah.
All right. Are you actually trying to force it?
Oh, no, I'm joking. I'm letting Bathwack go through first so he doesn't see that I have to come through the door, even though he'll see me come through the door. So I'm embarrassed.
Oh, you're trying different doors, too. Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. No, he tried a different door than you tried.
Oh.
There's a side door over here.
Oh.
Yep. So you open that door.
Oh, it's a totally different door?
Yeah, there's these two doors at the bottom. He didn't go to that door. He went to this side door.
Oh, I didn't realize. Okay.
Yep.
Don't step in the goo. Oh, no, you're flying. Never mind.
Oh, that's a pillar of goo. You flew right through it.
All right. What's my magical power now?
Roll a D1000.
Okay. D1000. It says Bathwack rolled
it. There
you go. 222. That's
okay.
A weird number.
So theoretically, if you flew into the goo.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Boom! Your face is blackened by a small explosion.
I like that. I wish it did happen. But it doesn't make sense. Yeah, okay.
Oh. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
That
anyway.
Face.
Yeah, swirls. Swirly. Swirls. What is the colors? Red and green? Green and purple?
I don't even know. Red and green.
It's green and black.
Come on.
Christmas.
This is in our December episode.
It's a Christmas clock face.
I drew a picture. This face is, I can't believe his face isn't a clock anymore. Or actually never was.
It never was.
This is me realizing his face was never a clock.
Guys, I never told you, he's a dwarf. Your picture's him as a dwarf. He's a live dwarf.
All right.
So yeah, you open that door there, Bathwack, and you bust into this room here, and it is an administrative room. There's two desks with chairs. That's empty. There's a door in this wall down here. There are some shelves with some papers and books and things. Hmm. Yeah, it looks like offices probably having to do with the running of this place.
Where's the picture?
It's right there. You can't see it?
We're in a...
I see it.
It's behind the door. It's behind the door, right?
Sorry, wrong. Again, look at where Bathwack's icon is.
Everything in the room is made out of fire.
I'm sorry.
Eric just drew orange triangles, the same freaking triangles. I called them circles, and now I'm calling... You guys, I'm not this stupid, really, but I can't do shapes right now. I called them circles and triangles.
You drew the triangles.
There's rhombuses. Yeah. Call them rhombuses. They're rhombi.
So I thought that the other door he went to was to the left of the door that Will went to. So I was
ellipses. Yeah, right. I was confused too, but it was a different door that he found. So
and I thought I was
just
following
feel
that
how
conversation
ergonomic
so well.
That room is.
I thought so too. I did not. Wow, look at all these shapes.
We're looking at an IKEA layout for a room.
Yeah. Those are like. Those are chairs, right? They're three-sided chairs.
Yes, exactly.
This is a door.
They're curved. They're Yeah,
there's a door there.
A his and hers sink there, please.
Okay, sir. So here is... Oops. Oops.
And next to the sink are his and hers bathrobes, weirdly enough.
So here... Nope, wrong color.
Uh-oh.
So here's his sink.
Yep.
And...
It's even more on fire.
There's her sink.
Oh my gosh. What are these shapes?
Why are they different shapes? Does his have a urinal built in or something? Why are they different?
You've stepped into the world of Tron. Don't question
it. Yeah, I know. That's what I was saying.
There's a light cycle for each of you.
Yeah.
Please hop on.
This very visual joke, though, because Eric...
Can we please screenshot it for the listeners?
Yeah.
It makes me think of Flatland, actually. Like, all these things just look like lines to Bathwack.
That's how Bathwack sees.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's in the Matrix, or he's Neo. It's for real. Like, this is, we have a layout of the floor that we were in, the office and the factory. There was beautiful renditions of everything.
Oh, yes.
But now it's all
dragon
line drawings.
Car.
It's a light
Yay.
Cycle.
Oh, wow.
All right. Don't let anything happen. I just have to grab my tea. I'm sorry. I'll be right
back.
Okay. 2 seconds.
Don't let anything happen, guys.
One.
All right, while Rafina's gone, I'm getting in the light cycle with Gwen, and I'm driving off.
Yes!
With Captain Clockface, too. Yeah.
Okay, you were about to leave him behind, because you didn't say.
Where are we going, Gwen?
The future!
Away from here!
To the future!
To meet Jeff Bridges.
Up. Yeah.
Oh, God, I love Jeff Bridges.
I love Jeff Bridges, too.
Abby?
Sorry. Okay,
Abby,
back.
Bathwack and Gwen are gone now to the future.
You missed it.
I said
something
not
happened.
To let anything happen.
Mm-hmm.
You guys do not follow directions.
All right.
Now things can happen.
Okay, so we're in an office.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Super boring. There's no puddles in there at all, guys.
And there's no outlet? It doesn't look
there's
like
there's no
or...
outlet? No you want to charge your phone?
Oh, you butthole.
That pink...
There's the door.
Pink rectangle is a door.
So, all right. Bathwack, ever practical, is going to run to the door and make sure it opens. I'm carrying Captain Clockface with me.
And Gwen's trying to make sure everyone's getting in and away from the fire.
All right. You're hurting these NPCs for me. Again, appreciated.
Yes.
All right.
And the NPC herder.
Mm-hmm.
Shepherd.
Bathwack, are you just, like, trying the door? Are you shouldering the door? Describe your door trying. It opens.
That was Eric learning his own lesson of, like, not... I've been like, you can sometimes just go. Like, we go through the door. He's just learned it. We heard it.
Oh, my gosh,
amazing.
Guys. I'm evolving.
If it's glass, then I go right through it.
Yeah.
I don't even see it.
Holy crap. Oh, my God.
All right. So, yeah, the door opens, and daylight is the word I mean.
Oh.
Streams through the door.
Oh.
Also, there were windows in here, so you would have probably guessed this was an exterior wall.
It's moonlight through the windows. It's sunlight through the door.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Please
step through.
Oh, God. Wow, that's a
right beyond
puzzle.
The door, there's a big green goo puddle. Do you step in it?
A poo puddle.
You heard me say poo puddle. Everybody heard it.
Ew.
I said poo puddle, guys.
I have a sixth sense for when people say poo.
My question still stands. Do you step in it? If you go through, you're outside. That is an exterior door.
Guys, let's spend some more time in here. Let's turn back around and investigate the
let's
rectangles.
See more shapes.
Let's go look at more shapes. Let's just do a shape identifying podcast. Oh no, here comes the fire! Run! Let's make it run! Go!
The shape. Rafina says, uncharacteristically, she says, let's get the ass butt out of here!
Ass butt?
Right.
I love that.
She thinks she's being emphatic.
So now, Eric, the problem is there's no place for us to go. So you have to either like let us leave and just say we're leaving.
That's fine.
We can't move anywhere.
I'm assuming you're getting out, right? Everybody's leaving,
we're
right?
We're leaving. Yeah. We're going through this.
All right.
We're going
into
the bright sunlight.
You've each stepped in one puddle and you're leaving. Good. Good to know. All right. You hear a series of muffled from inside the building as you leave.
Oh, no.
But yes, you are able to escape the factory. You find yourself in what looks like some sort of back access alley thing. It's not like cramped anything. It looks like somewhat wide, but it's not like a main street of the town that you can tell that you're sort of tucked behind the factory. It's not like a box alley with no exit. There's a way to go. You can follow the alley either way. There is a moderate drizzle as you step outside. If you recall from the last session, the smell of Morrow's Inlet, the pervasive smell, has dissipated entirely. And that remains true as you step outside. You would have expected it to intensify, but the smell that is completely gone stays gone as you exit the building.
Okay.
So yeah, the fire's definitely still raging within. You could maybe be a little hopeful that the drizzle will help to at least naturally suppress the inferno, but for now,
yikes!
You are personally free of the blaze.
Wow,
and alone.
Okay, guys, we need to tell everyone what was going on, because now Cliffsiders are not going to hate Watersiders. Like, that was all Merrick. Like, once I killed him,
Oh God, that was terrible. I didn't really mean to do that.
It was great.
To him.
Did you see what she did? She bite and rip and bite and gout and rend.
You're learning so many words, Mo. Amazing.
Yes, I learned fuck. You teach me fuck a while ago.
Wait a second. I think we've established that you learn the swear words first, Mo. How did you not know that word?
Well, now I'm not proud of my actions. Those are not actions to be proud of.
Oh,
at
no,
all.
That was good. You kill evil man with your mouth.
I mean, was he evil? Let's talk about this later, probably, right? I don't know.
Is it not like, time no. for ethics lesson?
Probably not in this alley while this building's on fire and everyone's going to know that it was us.
Did you say, like, is the building obviously just a roaring inferno behind us?
There's lots of smoke.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty clear that there's an issue here. Yeah.
And does it, like, from our experience
You can't, like, throw a blanket over it, Beth. Sorry. Just close the door. Close the door. Nobody will know.
Yeah, I'm just going to grab it and roll it around.
Yeah, exactly. Roll for rolls. What was it? What was it again?
It's a roll, roll.
Roll for rolling. It's a roll.
Oh, crap.
Roll.
How close is the liquor store? That's going to go up in flames. Like, no.
Yes. That's what I'm wondering. From our experience in cities or towns like this, should we be worried? Or, like, would I think... I don't think I'd be worried, but would I think that this building will catch other buildings on fire?
Just as a thought experiment. Was right. Like... Is this going to be like, should I get up on top of the cliff to watch? Right. Like, is this going to be cool?
Yeah. How many colors of fire is going to come out of this building?
Well, lots of colors of fire are in it right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. I'm just wondering what happens when it all goes up. But really, is this building connected to other buildings? Because from the map, it kind of looks like it is.
I mean, they're close.
Okay.
But I mean, you know, it's hard to say. You haven't done like a full survey of the... this whole sort of square you're in is basically here. Don't be afraid, everybody. I'm going to draw another orange rectangle, but it's
oh, no.
This whole block basically, but angled to follow the streets yeah. is the factory basically.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that whole block is the factory itself.
Yeah.
Okay. Did we just pile out so there's streets to the west, east, north, and south. Did we pilot on the east side, sort of?
You're not sure. You're like in an alley somewhere behind this factory, but the alley okay. goes both ways. You could exit either way. If you head down one way or the other, you're almost definitely gonna open up on something. You think?
All right. I don't know. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, I want to run away.
No, you guys. We need to find. No, we need up. To find this someone to help. Like we need. We can't let. This town burn.
Are there people who can put out massive magical fires?
Who do we tell?
Should we go ask all of those all those mages we ran into?
The ones that arrested
on
you?
Waterside?
I feel like that might well.
What about your bookseller friend? Maybe she has a fire truck.
I'll give you some chocolate if you put out this fire, Bella.
You little old lady.
Gwen considers it. She's like, she has been pretty motivated.
God, what about the pipes? Like, what about pipes? Are there pipes under here? Shouldn't there be... Maybe we should just go... who wants to be diplomatic with the other side of the fucking wall and tell them to shoot the water over here from their water side?
Yeah, but they like us now. Or they will.
Yeah, right. I was going to say.
So maybe they'll help.
After we killed him, everyone doesn't hate each other anymore.
Yeah, so just to remember... The only person that had any kind of sense of that would have been Gwen.
Right, didn't she just say right. it, though? Or did she not
Well,
say
she
it?
Kind of said that, okay. but you might just think that because okay. you killed... It hasn't been explained to all of you that...
Right, but to Will, it's like they're probably going to save this power plant no matter what because this is their power plant. It's not a power plant. Paper plant. They're going to save this paper mill no matter what because this is their source of income, the whole town. They've got to... Maybe, I don't know, what do you think? They've got to have some kind of fire. Let's get away. Will starts moving down the alley. He's not going to wait for the thing to explode with him next to it.
The tavern's over here. Let's go to the tavern and just see if there's anyone
Good
there
idea.
That can help us.
Oh, okay.
Quick. We need many gallons of beer.
Yeah, someone open up a tab, quick.
I feel like I would say Rafina, like I can still fly. Like, I don't know if Rafina would be comfortable still being carried. He's going to be like, Rafina, get away from the building. What if it explodes? There's chemicals and stuff in there. Let's get out of there.
Would I Should we get in my tiny are? Hut?
I don't know, because I don't know what that is.
I'm so delighted by it, but we're never going to use it.
I think we will. There will come a time, for sure.
There will come a time.
Abby has like gotten that off of her character sheet like months ago, but she's still going to refer to it if she has it as a possibility.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's go. But we need to talk to people. Let's go community. Let's go to the post office. We can send letters about the fire. Dear sir or madam.
And Will is going to be his typical self of like, not really, like, I guess he has his idea and he's going to go with it, but he's going to ask, like, he's going to be like, fine. And he has run to the end of this alley and he's going to be like, I'm going to the water side. And he's going to start flying away, but then he's going to realize that he might not be the best person to talk to people if he needs a nice voice. So he's going to be like, Rafina, come with me.
Okay. Are you going to carry me? Are we going to fly over the wall?
Yes,
so you don't have
we're
going to
gonna fly over the wall. Yes. And so I carry her.
I picture Rafina going to the post office. She's like, this letter has to get there fast. I'm going to send it next day mail.
Sorry. That'll save the building.
Next day, not just next day.
That's right.
All right. So, So you pick up Rafina and take off.
Yep.
Bye, guys.
Oh, what?
Bathwick and Gwen, they're gone. Boom. Yep. And you're left alone here. If you followed them to where they took off from, they got to the end of this alley, which is right around here. Which is actually right next to the post office, funnily enough. And, you know, you get out to the street, and there are some people that are gathered a little bit, because, like I said, there's some smoke that is coming out of the paper mill, and everybody seems kind of confused. Interested by the smoke. It's not like they're, like, in a daze or anything like that, but they're just, like, they're kind of looking at each other and looking at it and sort of talking in small groups. Definitely more people out just standing there than you would expect with the rain.
You guys need to get away. The paper plane over here is on fire and we need help putting it out. And I don't know if the rain is going to be enough.
Oh no. What's happening? What's going on? What happened? Was there an accident or?
We need to put it out before we talk about it.
You're
not there.
You're gone.
You're gone. Following us, we fly over the wall. Don't talk, just do.
Yep.
Yeah, there was an accident, and it's on fire, and we need to get it put out.
Oh no. Right. You, Reg, go get the fire brigade. Get them mobilized. Go. Let's go quick. You, Lydia. Go down that way and alert the militia. Keep people clear. Right. Good. Chop, chop. Let's go. And people start running around. These people look now that they have a sense of what to do, they seem kind of disciplined. And they're sort of have their heads down and people start to head off purposefully in certain directions. So,
Bathwack, they listen to me.
Wow, that was amazing.
Maybe she should be king. Give her crown.
I don't need a crown.
Please take it.
Yeah, really.
I'm going to see if I can get Captain Clockface to wake up. I'll lay him down on the ground and try to heal him. Or
just slap him.
Slap him.
Wake up!
10 minutes later. No. All right.
Can I like heal him or something?
You can try. You
He's
did
already
see
got extra.
I'll try to.
Gwen, try.
She gave him extra.
I'll try to.
Points.
I don't know. Place my hands on his shoulder and try to heal him.
On his shoulder?
Yeah. Well, Denise, on his shoulder. All right.
Touch your waterfalls together. See what happens.
Oh, yes, please. Has the waterfall dried up, though? Did it, like, is it all melty or something?
Yeah.
Look at the waterfall. I was thinking about that.
Maybe it's, like, melted into him like a
You guys fly back over. Rafina yells down, "Look at the waterfall!"
And Will's just happily buzzing us back and forth. It's like, this is fun. I'm not upset at all.
Yeah. So what are you doing to heal? What are you just doing your paladin-y stuff or using
a
spell?
Yeah, the paladin-y stuff. Lay on hands.
Right. Okay. Yeah, you do your paladin-y stuff, but he does not wake up.
Oh, no.
As someone in touch with healing and people's life forces and things like that, you don't think that whatever... You're not familiar, per se, with this kind of a person, so it's hard to know exactly what's going on or what the best thing to do or to not do is, but you feel like whatever the spark of life in within him is that makes him more than a suitcase, you don't think that's gone, but you don't seem to be able to arouse it by touching his shoulder.
You gotta touch something else.
Yeah, I'm gonna call Gwen over. Quick, we gotta take him to the Rolodex of Rooney.
Do you need me to do a dance right here? I could do one of the things I used to do while I was there.
Oh, and Will's gonna miss it. Will's gonna miss it.
No, I'm missing it,
dude. Gwen takes Captain Clockface and puts his blank or burnt face between her boobs.
All right, we'll freeze there and head over into the skies over Morrow's Inlet. So you guys, Iron Man up into the sky.
Yeah.
You mentioned you're going to fly over the wall, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You are unable to do so because the wall is not there.
Oh. Nice.
What? Like, it's the wall, knocked it just vanished. Down or is it, it disappeared?
It's not there.
That is really weird. That makes me like we're flying and I'm like, what do you see? Like, do you see any, I'm talking to Rafina. Do you see any, like, there's just, it's just gone. There's
the air is rushing past your ears.
The air is rushing past my ears. I can't hear anything. I don't know why I'm talking.
No, you think she can hear it. You just got to speak up a little bit.
I hate you. All right. What did I say?
Just trying to set the scene.
Okay, yeah. I'm trying to remember what I said.
Do you see? You're talking about the wall.
Oh, yeah. Do you see? This is so weird. It's just gone.
I think the wall must have been made of Crumplemire.
That's creepy. What does that mean? Was it an illusion the whole time? Did any of us ever touch it?
I don't know. Wait, what's going on in my house? Hang on. Alex?
Uh-oh.
What's happening? What is it?
I don't know. I heard a weird sound.
It was probably Eric making the wind. Is that the sound?
I'm not sure now.
That's awesome.
I thought something went wrong with our furnace.
Our garbage disposal is running constantly. What's happening?
Yeah, got up and looked around the room.
That's amazing. I love that.
Aww. All right. I get to add that to my achievement list of being a Foley artist.
Nice. All right, well, but still, I'm still heading over to the water
Don't
side.
Stop.
Yeah, keep I'm not going. Stopping. I keep going to the center, like where we first came in, and like not the customs office, but the
Morrow's Inlet office, like, where you right, got taken when you were arrested.
Oh,
and where Gwen
where
paid her rent.
Was that the same place?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I go over there, I guess.
All right. Yeah, so as you're flying above, you see there's these the crowds of people out on the street sort of milling about. The ones close to the wall are looking at where the wall used to be.
Yeah.
But they're all just kind of looking around, kind of up and around. They seem sort of confused.
Hmm.
But yeah, you're able to, nothing stops you. There's no giant headwind that pushes you back away or anything like that. You're able to fly right to the offices and land in the square outside. There's some people there, and they step back as you descend out of the heavens.
Yeah.
Because this is not a common occurrence.
Okay.
but yeah, they seem to give you sort of a wide berth.
Oh no, don't give me a wide berth. There's a fucking fire over there. Don't you have pipes under this town? Do you have some kind of fire brigade or something? Your town's going to be on fire soon.
What?
Get a fire situation happening. Fix the fire.
You know, Jenny, I was going to help him, but he's really rude.
Oh, Rafina, help.
Don't listen to Will. He's just Will.
Yeah, don't listen to Will.
Everybody, please go fix the fire. He's right. There's a fire and it could burn everything down. And there's no wall between the two sections anymore. So the fire will not be contained by a wall.
What kind of fire? What's going on?
A hot one!
Yeah!
It's burning down the paper!
Yes!
The paper in the paper place! Yep. No!
Magical fire.
Where's the fire? Where is it?
Plant B? I don't remember. A?
Yes.
The one on that side of the town.
Wait, are you not from here?
Just kidding. I turn into Mara Crumplemeyer. Go get my factory fixed, please.
Do you actually do
yes,
that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, what? No.
No, just your sassy. Yes, I do.
Yeah, I do.
Give me that look.
Oh, what? Is that? That's Merrick Crumplemeyer. What's... yes, sir, it's your factory? Oh, right.
That's right. If you don't fix it, the entire economy of Morrow's Inlet will be a shambles. I don't remember how he talks, so that's Will's impression of it.
That's pretty good.
Oh, no, where are my hands? I'm very confused. Remember? I mean, yes, that's me. I'm confused all the time, but I know there's a fire over there. Sorry.
He said he doesn't know where his hands are. I don't know if he knows what he's talking about.
What? You don't remember my hands? My little creepy crawly hands.
I slip you a mouth harp.
Oh, I'm not putting that in my mouth, Rafina.
Just to prove it's you, just pretend.
Boing, 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 boing. That's me.
And at this point, some of the people from inside the offices come out. They say, what's going on? Mr. Crumplemeyer, what's happening?
Oh, my goodness. My assistant should talk to you. She's in much better spirits. But this is my assistant right here, Rafina. She can talk politely to you and you'll probably do what she says. But everything she says, I agree with.
All right. Yes, Rafina it is. What's happening? What can we do?
Water. You have water. Bring it with you. Let's go.
To what? What do we need water for?
How?
These
people deserve to be roasted in their beds. Let's just go. Why is this so hard? Fire. Whoa,
look,
water.
Someone.
Paper plant. Go.
Someone points over your head. Look, there's smoke. Is there a fire? Oh,
Rafina says, ass butt! Ass butt!
And she's just pointing.
Just nowhere. Just yeah. She's disco dancing. Ass butt! Ass butt! Ass butt!
Oh my god.
Disco inferno.
yes.
That looks like that's where Plant B is. Is that where the fire is?
Yes, it is! It's over there! Quick, my hands are on fire! They're in the plant! I'm gonna lose all of my hands!
Oh no, wait, we better send our best mages. Gather the squad. Let's bring them. I don't know. Do you think that water will suffice with this kind of fire? I know what kind of magics you deal with there in your plant.
It's all I can think to do because I've never experienced this before. I take a risk hoping that they've never had a fire before. I've never had this happen before. We just need to do something. We need to calm the flames somehow.
Wait a minute. This happens twice a week.
Oh, what's up? Fly away. I haven't even rolled a performance check, by the way. Did you want me to do that?
No, actually, okay. I don't.
All right, cool.
All right, yes. Yes, we can bring water, I suppose, but I think that, yes, let's do both. Quick! And he starts barking orders to people around. Pretty soon, a bunch of the people that you had seen with the troops that were arresting
you. Oh, I fly
away
before they even like could see us. If I think that those the guys that took our powers away, right?
You never confirmed that, but that was they appeared when your powers went away.
Okay.
Chanting.
Yeah, so magically. I'm going to fly what I'm going to do is actually fly on top of a nearby building to the point where I think that their magic couldn't reach me and just be like, "Yes, go! Help my plant." I'm picking up Rafina too. I'm not leaving her down there. I don't want them to be able to touch us.
Yep. At least one person in the crowd thinks you're just really concerned about like a potted plant you have in your office. The rest of the people know what you're talking about.
Potted plant?
Yeah. No, my plant. I'm worried about my plant. There's one person. Just had to
just
tell you.
Just an idiot.
Yeah, like exactly. They're like, oh my, he must really love that ficus he has. Okay. And it looks like people are heading in the right direction, whether out of ignorance or by habit. They're heading towards the places where the gates were in the wall, but they can see very quickly that their process is not impeded by anything of the sort, and are quickly able to make their way. The magic users from the offices are more quickly able to make their way there. You see people look like they're forming like a bucket brigade from the actual bay, the inlet itself, and are starting to work on that.
Watch this be like a chemical reaction that we really are just making it worse. I didn't even think
of
that.
The first bucket of water.
Yeah. Oh my god.
The first bucket of water you throw on there.
Look at all the records. Oh no.
That's one bucket.
That's one bucket. It covers the whole town. Oh no.
No. Okay, good. Phew. All right. Well, it's it looks like it's a moot point what a bucket does, because the mages beat the buckets to the fire. Gwen and Bathwack, as you're doing your best to liven the spirits of Clockface in whatever way you can.
Can I possibly go over there to warn them before? Like, I'm flying, so I feel like I could go faster than the mages. I want to warn them that the mages are coming.
Okay.
Will is very, they're like the police, like, you know, he does not, they're like,
don't trust the police.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, so he does not trust them at all. And he is like, we need to stay away from these people. So he goes over to warn them, whether they take heed of that or not.
Warn them.
Oh, sorry. What do I call them? The mages? The freaking guys who captured us before are coming. Watch out. I don't want them to take everyone's magic away again. I apparently left Rafina on the other building.
She's coming.
So bad. I can't move her icon.
Grab her socks. She'll be there in a second.
Okay, wee!
Oh, I didn't even know our little icons were there. Yeah, that's why. Where did I go?
All right, so yeah, you say that to them.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, you hear him say that to you.
Oh, geez. Bathwack, we really probably should get out of here then.
Wait, what? Why?
They're sending the mages. They're the ones that took away our power from tomorrow today.
Maybe things are different now?
I mean...
I'm fine. Maybe we should go into another, like, move off to the side a bit. Maybe this is a good time to go to the tavern.
Yeah. As long as it's away from the mages, although... It would be great if I could get back to my apartment.
Well, why can't we? Oh, wait, I'm not there yet.
Yeah, you are.
Wait, yes, I am. I just moved my token.
It's okay, Abby.
Well, we're shouting on top of a building still. I'm not down there.
Oh, you are?
I'm on top of a building. That's where I
landed. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, good.
What is that? There's a pink scribble to the right of the number 6.
That's Gwen's apartment.
Stock.
That's my apartment.
Oh, that's Gwen's apartment. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Why can't we?
Then let's, but I'd rather not get in the way of the mages. So if maybe we could go around. Yeah, let's just, I'm going to go to my apartment.
Yeah, which gate they come through? Which gate should we use to get there?
Oh, crap.
There's no gates.
What do you mean?
The wall is gone.
Wait, what?
Yes, the wall's gone. Go.
Oh, well, that makes things a lot easier, guys.
follow me, and I'm going to go around this way. Because I'm assuming I can get through there.
Totally following.
Yeah, I'm following in the air with Captain Rafina.
Clockface, chase after Quinn.
Cool.
Come on, Mo.
Okay! You say so, boss! Everybody, and let's go!
Everyone else?
Is Halula following?
Halula and Selenia are following as well, yes.
Okay. All right, I fly in with Rafina.
Okay. Yeah, you... it's a little weird, Gwen, just walking where there used to be a wall. It'll take some getting used to. Nobody gets any weird...
What's there instead?
Nothing. Just like a 3-foot blank, just street cobble. It's not cobblestone. I established it. It's like crushed rock, but as sort of the street. So it's like that. It's not like a weird, like, blank nothing void or anything like that. Or it's just, it's, wait, sorry, it's 3-foot wide green goo. How many of you step in it? yeah, no, it is weird. Like, it's definitely, the buildings generally look like they've been built around this wall that was there before them. Maybe some of the older ones weren't.
So it's like a path, though, now. Like, I guess kind of,
yeah.
There's a space
there's
where a
nothing
wall
there,
was.
Yeah. You would, theoretically, you would think, be able to
what
walk
does the ground
from...
look like? I guess I'm not there, but...
Well, that's what I was saying. It looks just like the rest of the streets,
like
basically.
Cobbled,
it's like crushed stone.
Crushed
it's
stone,
like
I'm sorry, I didn't hear
gravelly,
that.
Gravelly, okay. Kind of, like, hard-packed stone.
Sorry, I didn't hear that before.
So, yeah, I guess you would think, yeah, maybe you could. This is a nice little rail to trails bike path for people. So, yeah, you know, there's lots of people in the streets, but nobody seems to be stopping you or even really, nobody seems to really know what they're doing. Definitely the smoke at this point has caught a lot of people's attention.
Yeah.
But, yeah. People are out and about again. I said this before. It's definitely more people you would expect based on the weather, but maybe, you know, what you would expect with everything, all the changes that are happening right now in the town. Okay. And no official, you know, there's no like blockades or anything like that. So you're able to get there unless you have any detours. You can get back to the apartment pretty quickly there, Gwen.
Okay. Now, at the apartment, does it look like anyone has futz with the door at all?
No. Looks normal from the outside.
Okay. Then she's going to open it very carefully because she still just doesn't trust anything that could have happened from tomorrow today while they were arrested.
Yeah.
Right. Stuff. So, you try to unlock your door, because you always lock up when you leave, and you can't.
Oh, no.
Wait, you can't what?
Unlock her door.
You guys, I think they changed the locks already.
Get Bathwick. Wait, Gwen, you could do it. Just rage
right
through it.
Oh, I have the keys right here.
he flexes his biceps.
I love it. That's amazing.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.